Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is July 2nd. These are today's vital statistics. Stanley Dean Adsit, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz, died at home June 27th. A celebration of life will be held at Pratt Community Hall from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, July 18th. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial donations be made to Open Heavens Guatemala or Walk with Grace in Dean's memory. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their local arrangements. Dean is survived by his wife, Betty Harms Adsit, his daughter, Haley, son, Noah, his sister, Connie and Tim Hoppenjohn, brothers, Kent and Christy Adsit, and Mike and Terry Adsit, brother-in-law, James Harms, along with many nieces, nephews, extended family members, and countless friends. Stanley Dean Adsit, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena, died Friday, June 26th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A private family graveside service will be held in the Spring Green Cemetery. Online condolences are available at staffordfuneralhomes.com. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors include her son, Randy and Marilyn Christian, three grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, sister-in-law, Sandy Rogers, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta, died June 30th. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta. This concludes today's vital statistics.